This is Digital Dave, and you're listening to EAA Radio, and I'm talking with Mr. Chad Bally of the Bally Bomber Project. For those of you who are not familiar with what the Bally Bomber is, it is a 75% scale B-17, which I believe is a two-seat aircraft. Is that correct, Chad?
Actually, it was originally designed to be a two-seat aircraft tandem, and due to the nature of the aircraft and everything that needs to be put into it, it's going to be a single-seater.
Okay, but it'll be a big single-seater, right? Real luxurious, you know, like a comfy couch.
if you're like 5'5", yeah, it'll be big and luxurious.
Okay, let's start off with an obvious question. Why a B-17 scale replica?
Why not? That's a better question.
Well, I guess that's a good answer. I can't think of that. Although, you're going to really confuse the traffic controllers when you call out, you know, aircraft, blah, 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 and final. What are you again? Is there looking out the window?
Well, from the distance, it looks like the full-scale deal. I think when you get down to the runway, they're going to go, that's not quite right.
Yeah, really? How many guys are on that thing? Okay, what's the status of the project? I know we talked, I guess it was a year ago, and I know you haven't flown yet, but how far along are you?
He is getting there. And remember, Jack Kelly Sr. is the one, you know, is just the brilliance behind this, and he's still building this whole aircraft. And it's been going on since 1999. And she's a year away from beat up.
Yeah.
So within the last year since we talked, last year the big mile marks during Oshkosh was the fuselage, and actually it wasn't even last year, it was the year before that. So the big mile mark was the fuselage and wings were mated. It's big and big. If everybody checks out the website and Facebook, they'll see that. Once that's been completed, Jack's just been working on the little things. And, you know, it's the devil's in the details.
Yep.
So, you know, since the last year, and remember, he's only working alone here. So he's gotten, you know, things like the flap position indicators are in. The airline cables are connected. The gas tanks had to be removed to do some plumbing issues, which that's a big deal because a good portion of the upper side of the wing has to be taken back apart to take the wing, or I'm sorry, to take the gas tank out. So he's done return lines times four because there's four engines on it. He's done all the plumbing, whether it's fuel and hydraulics and all that good stuff, plus the fuel pump. Plus, the big thing he's been working on this summer is the instrument panel. And when you view the pictures either on the website, you'll see that the cockpit in it is actually very small. So there's minimum space to work with. So he's been working on that, and it's very basic instrumentation. So he should have that wrapped up here shortly as far as, like, designing, you know, the physical console, getting the instruments into it, and switches and, you know, fancy lights, that type of deal. So he has that to wire in yet. There's still a lot of things to go. I mean, the starter cables and all the wiring, so that's been done. You know, and all these things are times four.
Yeah, you're actually pretty far along then, it sounds like.
He's getting there. I mean, engine starts planned for the spring. He could probably get away with doing it within the next month or two. But there's no point in cranking it up and putting the bird away for the winter and having the fuel sitting there, you know, until he's ready to, like, actually really start running it. So he's getting everything in play and ready to go. So when she rolls out of the hangar in the spring, he has to top the tanks off and get going with trials.
Okay, let's just get an idea. How big is this airplane? What's the wingspan?
Well, the wingspan on it is 103 feet, 9 and 3/8 inches.
Oh, my goodness. This is still a large airplane. That's quite an undertaking. Here I'm thinking it's almost like a model that you kind of stuff yourself in. But no, this is a very large airplane.
Oh, crap. I gave you the wrong stats there. I was looking at the full size. So,
okay.
Size, 17G. Is at 103 feet, 9 and 3/8 inches.
Okay.
The Bally Bomber's wingspan is going to be 34 feet, 7 inches.
That's still respectable.
It is still respectable. When you park it next to a Cessna 140, which we have pictures of that too, they're about the same category.
Okay.
So with that being said too, the original B-17, you know, was 74 feet long, and the Bally Bomber is going to be looking at 25.
Okay. And you're going to have, you know, you're trying to make this thing as scale appearing as possible. So, I mean, you want wheels that look like B-17 wheels and gear legs that look like gear legs from that aircraft. Is that correct?
It is absolutely correct, and if you look at the pictures, there were some original pictures with the gear and the way the airplane was stanced on the ground, you know, parked in the hangar. The sweep wasn't quite right. And that was one of the few things that, like, right after it was completely put together, you know, wings to fuselage, he looked at it and said, that's not quite right. But he went back in and adjusted, you know, how the gear was fitting. And now it's spot on.
Okay, so it's sort of, I mean, it would fool me if from a distance. I'd say, oh my God, that's a B-17 sitting in there.
He was pretty much the only one that really picked up on that the stance wasn't right.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's, like you said, the devil's in the details, and he's obviously paying attention to the details.
Extremely.
Now, is he a World War II vet? Are we talking that age range or younger? It sounds like he's younger, actually.
Younger. As a matter of fact, there's a bunch of us headed up to Illinois for his 75th birthday in 2 weeks.
Okay, so he always wanted to fly a B-17, but he was born too late.
Well, going back to your original question, why the B-17?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the original plan was to do B-24, but a B-24 wouldn't scale properly, and the B-17 scaled down.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah, so he kept the lines and proportions.
Yeah.
So you're saying engines start next spring.
Next spring.
What about a first flight? I guess you haven't planned that far ahead yet. It all depends on how engines start and systems checkout works.
Right. Once they run through, you know, the ground trials, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of taxi tests, a lot of high-speed taxi, that type of deal. And hopefully, you know, the test pilot doesn't get, you know, surprised when you're doing some high-speed taxis and it decides it wants to fly.
Okay, that's a question right there. How are you going to find a test pilot rated on a 75% scale B-17?
Believe it or not, he actually has a line of pilots that are wanting to step up and fly this project.
Okay.
And that's about all I can say on that.
Yeah, I was going to say, did the word crazy figure in there? I mean, crazy enough to want to fly this project? No, I'm just kidding. Still,
well, I mean, any of us that are, you know, looking to leave the ground at a high rate of speed, I think we're all kind of crazy.
Well, anyone that wants to go hurtling through the space in a metal box, yeah, you got that. That's a good point. Hadn't thought about that much.
Comes back to the old adage: takeoffs are optional, landings are mandatory.
That's correct. And any landing that you can still use the airplane is a good one.
Oh, damn! One that you can walk away from is even better.
Yep, yep. I lost my train of thought on that. You got me going good there. What's the goal for the end use of the airplane? Besides having a cool airplane, is he planning on taking it to air shows and things like that?
The end goal is not like completely out there and defined yet, but okay. It's really one of those things. This is the only 1/3 scale B-17G in the world, and I think everybody gets an airplane, you know, to be cool. And you have somebody that's sitting here building one that nobody has thought of to do, and it's going to be successful. And I think it just comes back to that a personality of a pilot that, you know, they do these things because they can.
I got you on that one. Yep.
And they can sit back and lean on that wing and smile.
There you go. There you go. And have a lot of fun with it. What kind of engines are you guys using?
They're Hirth engines.
Okay. Like two cylinders?
Don't quote me on that. It's been a while.
Okay.
I don't have those stats in front of me.
But four of them.
Well, yep, there's going to be four of them.
That's going to be an interesting sound. Now,
could be.
I'm also going to say, and I'm going to assume, let's put it that way, that he's going to use three-blade props because that's what should be on the airplane. Is that correct?
These props were actually especially done by a company out of Canada, I believe, and they are proper B-17 props, just scaled down.
Wow. Wow. So, yeah, that's going to look really cool. That's going to be something. And it'll be a brand new B-17, not one that's been restored and is 70 years old.
Yep, absolutely. And the props on it, I mean, they're adjustable. They're ground adjustable. I mean, they're not in flight.
Right, right. Definitely not LSA. Got too many engines. So you guys don't have any idea of speeds or anything like that. I guess that just you have to ring that out once you fly it.
Pretty much. From the specs that are coming out there, she's going to climb like crazy. You're talking 240 horsepower times four. Or not times four, 240 horsepower
total
altogether.
Wow. That's a lot of horsepower on a 30, what
is it? It's a lot of horsepower.
Yeah, on a 35-foot wing.
Yes, and we're talking an airplane a little bit smaller than a Cessna 150, and I think a hopped-up Cessna 150 runs, what, about 100 horsepower?
Yeah. Yep. So, wow. That's going to be a little rocket.
She'll climb. The nature of the wing's not going to allow like the cruising speed to be up there, but it'll climb.
Oh, I think it'll do okay on the cruising speed. It'll get you there.
Remember, the B-17's got that fat wing.
Right.
It was designed to carry that maximum payload and not go fast.
Well, I still think it went to, what, 250 mile an hour?
Scale that down 1/3 now.
I'm not sure you can apply this the speed scale, because you can argue that a third percent less size is going to be a third percent less drag. So I don't know. I'm not an aeronautical engineer, so I don't know. But it'll be interesting to see what you end up with.
Oh, it absolutely is. I mean, especially with the original, it was running 1,000 horsepower.
Well, yeah, 1,000 horsepower per engine, right?
Yep.
Wow. Well, I wanna. And where can we find out more? You were mentioning a website and maybe a Facebook page. Is that what I heard earlier?
True. You can find us on theballybomber.com. We're in the process of updating it this week, specifically for Oshkosh. The changes this year, like in the project, are not easy things to like photograph. So we're getting up, you know, photos of like mile markers coming up there, and she should be all updated as of tonight. And then if you go to the website, you can also find us on Facebook, and we love the likes right now. We're actually super excited. We started the Facebook page about a year and a half ago, just to kind of get it out there and get the social media stuff going, and we're pushing 10,000 likes, and we're also being recognized in about 15 different countries right now, which is awesome.
That is awesome. That's amazing. The word's getting out. They're going to be knocking on your door.
It is indeed. So hopefully, if everything goes right, it'll debut at Oshkosh next year.
Oh, that would be fantastic. And hopefully, well, let's hope that you can actually fly it as well as static display.
It'll be both.
Oh, now we're talking. We're going to we'll be out there to see that. Anyway, I want to thank you for joining us and taking time out of your day, Chad. And I wish you guys the most fantastic success, and I want to see this airplane when it gets here.
Anytime. We can't wait to see you next year.
All right. Very good. So I will see you next year, Chad. And thanks for joining us. This is Digital Dave, and you're listening to EAA Radio.